You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's testing blitz is continuing, with almost 32,000 more people tested for COVID-19. Premier Daniel Andrews says he is pleased with the number of people coming forward for testing.
It is critically important. Arguably, there is nothing more important than coming forward if you've got even mild symptoms, so that we can get your test results, we can work out where the virus is, take those necessary steps to quarantine you, to isolate your close contacts and make sure that those who are positive or have a very strong likelihood of being positive are not moving through the community, not circulating, not spreading this virus.
But another virus-related death in the region has reinforced the harsh reality that the southern state is still in danger. The death of the man, who is in his 70s, raises the national coronavirus death toll to 108. It follows the death of 90-year-old Melbourne grandfather Alf Jordan on Friday. Premier Daniel Andrews says each coronavirus death is devastating.
I can't provide you any further information about the specifics of that particular individual, but of course we send our best wishes and assure that family that our thoughts and prayers are with them. This will be a very, very difficult time for them.
It comes as the state records 273 new cases of the coronavirus, raising its total to over 3,700. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says outbreaks in health and aged care environments are of particular concern.
Aged care facilities, healthcare settings are at risk settings because of the nature of close engagement required for the care in those settings. They will be an ongoing challenge. We are responding immediately to notification in those settings.
The Victorian government has also announced students from prep to year 10 in stage 3 lockdown areas will resume remote learning from July 20th until at least August 19. Mr. Andrews says there is simply no alternative.
If we simply allow all of our kids to move around, if we have parents doing drop-offs and pick-ups, if we pretend that this isn't real, then that will put at risk this strategy. It'll put at risk the transmission of the virus, and it won't so much drive numbers down. It'll directly contribute to more and more people becoming infected.
On Monday, Year 11 and 12 students in metropolitan Melbourne and Mitchell Shire will go back to face-to-face learning. Special arrangements will be made for the children of carers unable to work from home and for students with disabilities. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, all returning travellers will be charged $3,000 for their 14-day stay in hotel quarantine starting from July 18. Additional adults within the same family will have to pay $1,000, while children aged 3 and over will be charged $500. But children under 3 will not incur a cost. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it is a fair system, with the government wanting to inject money into testing and tracing rather than quarantining.
Aussies and Australian residents overseas have had 3 or 4 months to think about what they want to do. They've had 3 or 4 months to make decisions about what is best for them. And we were even hearing anecdotal stories about people making repeat visits, coming back home, then going back and coming back in at free cost. And again, what we need to do is protect our citizens. We need to put resources where they're needed most.
An 18-year-old worker at the Crossroads Hotel in the southwestern Sydney suburb of Casula has tested positive for COVID-19. There are now 9 cases of coronavirus connected to the pub. Every person who visited the venue from July 3rd to July 10th has been instructed to self-isolate. Around 1,200 people have been tested at a pop-up clinic in the hotel's car park since Friday. But New South Wales Labor leader Jodie McKay says the Berejiklian government needs to do more.
What we're saying to the government is you need to expand testing in the southwest of Sydney. One pop-up clinic is not enough. We need an all-out assault on what is a deadly enemy in Sydney's southwest. We need to learn from the Victorian situation where test needs to be our mantra and needs to be activated by the New South Wales government at this time.
Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Nick Coatsworth, is concerned about the Casula outbreak reaching a level similar to that of Victoria.
It would be a very significant event for the rest of the country. It would be a very significant event for New South Wales, were it to move towards the outbreak of a scale as it is in Victoria at the moment. So we share the concern of the New South Wales Premier. That's why we're meeting on a daily basis to discuss the strategy to assist the Chief Health Officers of both Victoria and New South Wales in developing that strategy.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state is ready for a potential second wave of the virus. At her request, government departments have completed planning exercises in anticipation of community transmission outbreaks. The Sunshine State has just 3 active cases, with no new daily ones recorded. The University of Queensland will begin human testing of a vaccine candidate on Monday, following encouraging results from animal testing trials conducted in the Netherlands. Ms. Palaszczuk says she is hopeful of a breakthrough. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.